This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's legislative session begins today. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Democrats hold the majority in the House and Senate, but both parties agree making Colorado more affordable is the primary focus, from rent and housing to child care. Here's House Speaker Alec Garnett.
We are in extraordinary times right now, and we need to make sure we're helping Coloradans bridge this gap to getting out of this pandemic and to better times.
Republican House Minority Leader Hugh McKean agrees the state is too expensive, but supports less government intervention.
We have seen Democrats who, for my time in the House, have been in the majority time and again say we're going to solve this problem, and yet what they really do is limit the choice.
Addressing crime and community safety are other top legislative priorities. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Residents near where the Marshall Fire burned last month could be exposed to unhealthy air contaminants. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The fire has long died out, but the air can still pick up toxic gases from burnt-out buildings and unhealthy particles from ashes. It's unclear if that's led to unsafe conditions. High winds prevented a state air monitoring van from getting a clear reading last week. Federal scientists now have their own van on the job, and Boulder County is rushing to install stationary monitors. Officials are now asking people to avoid the burn zone if possible, and definitely avoid any exercise in the area until the air is deemed safe. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Boulder County is still assessing how the fires in December affected agriculture. Early damage reports show at least 1,000 acres of commercial agricultural land was affected. One rancher lost 10 bulls in the fire. Local groups have set up hay banks for people who lost supplies they were storing to feed their animals through the winter. A court ruling frees up the Denver Broncos to be sold. A judge in Denver has terminated an agreement between a potential buyer and the team's current owners. The estimated asking price, $4 billion. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.